This is something that, I mean, Aja should definitely follow up with her own take, because we're both people of color, and so we have certain experiences related to what you're saying in different ways. So I'm from Iran, so I get a different kind than Aja would get. But the interesting thing for me, and I think about this a lot, is that one of the things that I think internet has done in all of its connecting a lot of people together is that it drives people towards more primal behavior, as opposed to sort of cognitively modulated and cognitively controlled behavior. That was more common, I guess, in sometime in the 20th century after the world wars and after the sort of the Cold War. I think early 90s, we thought cognition and cognitive control might have a chance. That's like, you know, when I was very young, and that's when I was growing up, and I thought that, oh, the world is going to be more rational and better, and you know, things are going to get better. You know, the wars are behind us. We've learned. And I think what happened is that the newer generations that are more Instagram generations, as opposed to us who were downloading books from the internet generation, because we were in the sort of the 90s, we were young in the 90s. I think that one huge difference is that it's more primal for them. So, for instance, the display of power, the display of body in their body image in different ways, or the display of attractiveness, the ways that you would see people promote their work, or the amount of time that they sort of spend on broadcasting a particular image that is refined, and it's around the same kind of sound bites, and it's less complex or multi-dimensional as I think that it might have used to be. The standards of beauty, it's getting again more sort of extreme than it was in the 90s. I have this sense, or like at least this is my experience of what I feel or what I experience on Instagram and Twitter, is that the particular style of the immediacy of images and the dominance of images over words is pushing things towards a more primal mode of operation that we are not as much used to, because our primary modes of social interaction used to be words in the past, or in the past century at least. And I do believe that it has changed the ways that people think or analyze situations. But I'm not sure. Like, this is my take on this. And I'd love to do more research on this, the kind of networks operating on the basis of image as opposed to sort of language or cognition, as opposed to display of primal strength, attractiveness, you know, primal affiliation with certain groups, the affiliation with certain cultural groups. But I don't know. What do you think, Aja?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think the internet, and especially platforms like Instagram and Snapchat, they sort of reduce the amount of modalities that you have exposure to another person, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you meet someone in person, you may judge them immediately by the way they look, like using attributes like skin tone, using their style of dress, et cetera, that might influence sort of initially how you perceive them. And that also, that bias is likely to be unfavorable. Whereas in person, you may have these sort of quick reactions. You also have, depending on the context in which you meet them, you may have the ability to have a conversation with them. You may have the ability to like sit in on a greater meeting where you realize through their body language or like eye contact or other mannerisms that you guys are similar in some other ways, which sort of is a pathway towards connecting with another person. But in the case of a lot of online sites like Snapchat, like Instagram, et cetera, where you really just have exposure to these people via photos almost exclusively, or sometimes just videos, right? It sort of enables and allows quick reactions, and the modalities are reduced. So one, you have this quick exposure to this particular image. You can make this quick judgment about whether or not you want to sort of, you like them and you want to link with them.
Yeah. It kind of forces people to stay on this level of superficial, this level of immediate reactions. Because like you're scrolling this
and
up,
people
you're
scroll
seeing
for hours.
Them for 1 second.
So they're second rehearsing this type really of activity. They're rehearsing this type of behavior.
So,
and then they're bringing that out into the wild, and that's affecting
absolutely.
How they interact with others, right? And I think, like, I think in the internet's definitely, in that sense, I think a lot of anxiety is being stoked because people are sort of engaging with others in this modality, and then they go out into the real world and don't have the tools to have those types of interactions that might change their attitudes or behaviors towards people who are not like them, towards people who they initially may have tried to avoid. So it's facilitating like less opportunities for contact. And we know that contact, intergroup contact in particular from the social psych literature, is one of the strongest facilitators for like shifting attitudes and prejudice reduction.
I just want to, I don't know, like I really liked what you were saying, the whole rehearsal of fast and quick reactions that are more at the level of bias. And I certainly don't mean the Daniel Kahneman kind of biases, but sort of biases that, in fact, the social psychology literature works on a lot. And I think that there is a good experiment there, Ajua, like mm-hmm. if we could have mm-hmm. information about how long somebody, because, you know, Instagram gives information about how many hours people use on it. Mm-hmm. And if that could correlate with their performance on some reinforcement learning tasks, like model-based and model-free, like the stuff that I do, it would predict that if somebody is used to these kinds of more rapid fire sort of associative interactions, mm-hmm. they might show a model free bias when it comes to cognitive tasks that are not mm-hmm. related. We I'm not totally wondering whether there is a correlation there. We should talk afterwards. Sorry, this is my life.
mm-hmm.